But really, I got into wildlife photography about 5 years ago. I went down to Pittsburgh because I've got a nice new lens and I wanted to try it out. And I started taking some pictures of birds down there, and I managed to get some nice pictures and thought, oh, this is quite good. And I've been at it ever since, really. For those who don't know about Matt Hampson, Matt was an under-20s England player and a Tigers player. And he had a catastrophic accident on the training pitch, which left him paraplegic. And the remarkable thing is really that what started to, in terms of raising money for him to be able to continue to live his life, then turned into a foundation that he founded to help other people who were in a similar situation to him. So he's turned around this terrible injury to himself to do something positive in the world. And he now has this Get Busy Living Centre over at Twyford near Melton that helps people, particularly sports people, but I think others as well, who've had these kind of life-changing injuries to adapt, and also that they provide physiotherapy and that kind of thing there. But also I think there's a real community over at the Get Busy Living Centre that helps people to talk to people who've been in their similar sort of situation. So I think it's fantastic work that he does, and both myself and my son Eddie have supported that over the last few years, and I thought it would be a great thing to do something with the pictures that I took, and people have been very supportive in buying the calendars over the last 4 years. So the cover image, I can describe it to you. It's actually a tawny owl, and it's taken from underneath the owl, so you're looking up at it as it comes down to take its prey. I won't reveal too much about how it was shot. Put it this way, I did not lie down in damp field waiting for the tawny owl to descend on my head. There were remote controls involved with this, but I did it with a very good wildlife photographer who runs hides over in Lincolnshire, Tom Robinson. And I was absolutely delighted with this shot, and I'm sure people will be pleased to have it, and lots of other shots, including some pictures of the harbour otters in this year's calendar. So I hope people really enjoy those. So as I say, there's various pictures. I mean, we had so many good pictures that I decided to do some collages this year. There's one of otters, and as I say, there are two pictures there of the harbour otters taken just the other side of Welland Park. I also was fortunate earlier in the year to go up to Scotland, and there was a guide up there that took us around and showed us some of the beavers that have been reintroduced in that part of the world. Indeed, they're all over the UK now, and those are some really good pictures that we got up there. So yeah, all sorts of things that I'm sure people will enjoy. I know one of my friends who has the calendar every year, she says, oh, don't show it to me, because I like to open it each month and get a surprise seeing what the next picture is.